Welcome to Rubber Band Live, the Australian recruitment and talent acquisition vodcast and podcast. I am Eden Haddock, your host and the creator of Rubber Band, the recruitment network for all. Let's go live. And we are live. Welcome, listeners, to today's episode of Rubber Band Live, which is launch. Real Recruiters on the Tools with Eden Haddock. Now, before we begin, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land that I live and work on, the Wadawurrung and Dja-Dja-Wurrung people. I recognise their continuing connection to the land and waterways. I pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and I would like to extend this to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Well, listeners, it's just me today. This is normally the point where I introduce one of my guests, but I'm excited to talk to you today about something that we are launching. This really came about. I think those that know me know that I have started a new position, a new leadership position in talent acquisition. I'd been off the tools for 12 months. I started consulting after finishing a leadership role in talent, and I consulted for a period of time. And as we went into 2023, where things became really challenging and there wasn't a lot of work out there, I really focused on building the rubber band community and running creative workshops, which was a really wonderful time for me. And I say wonderful because I got to spend a lot of time with teams to really understand what their challenges are, what they were working towards. And there were a lot of challenges in 2023. Let's face it, it was a tough year for many teams and many individuals as recruiters. What was wonderful during 2023 was the build of the rubber band community and the expansion and the rapid expansion and where everyone pulled together to support each other and to talk about what was going on in their world, particularly at a challenging time. It's really important. So loads and loads of conversations had been happening within the rubber band community as well. In addition to that, what I loved about 2023 was the opportunity to interview recruitment professionals and talent acquisition professionals through our Chinwag, our Recruitment Chinwag series on Rubber Band. And really, it has energized me so much to be doing more through the Rubber Band community. And that can be a challenge when you have a full-time role as well. But for me, I believe we should be committed to that. I believe we should be having conversations. We should be getting to know each other as much as we can and understanding where we all are, our journey, who everyone is within our broader talent ecosystem, what their career journeys look like, their key learnings along the way. So we can all learn from each other and really foster that culture of learning within our industry and our community. And don't get me wrong, there are wonderful ways that we can do that outside of Rubber Band and outside of my podcast, right? We have the wonderful work that the ATC media and events team do, the amazing content that they frequently share. We have other wonderful podcasts, and I'll call out Tarpod, I'll call out Crafty Saucer, we have Recruit Her, we have two recruiters, one Mike. We've got the wonderful team at X Recruiter. There's a lot of content being created and a lot of different ways for us to learn. And I love that Australia is really moving into that environment of innovation and celebrating what we do that is unique, what is unique to our industry. But I got thinking, I was at ATC. I had a ball at ATC. I think you've probably noticed that because I flooded LinkedIn with all the content and about how much I adored it. But ATC was just, it was truly wonderful. I spoke to a lot of people. It had been a little while since I had been face-to-face with the industry and having those conversations. And one of the things I really enjoyed about ATC were the breakout rooms and hearing from leaders and hearing from our peers. And by that stage, I hadn't started a new leadership role, right? I was still consulting and freelancing and just doing whatever I could at that stage to pay the mortgage, really. But understanding what the challenges were from other talent acquisition leaders, understanding what the opportunities were from other talent acquisition leaders, and getting to know their focus on innovation, creativity, and what they were looking to do into the future. That really inspired me and was a key highlight, not just from the breakout sessions and the presentations, but from the conversations that I had with people. So I thought, okay, well, I'm going to start a new role. Where do I go to start having those conversations again? And we've got great networking groups. We have wonderful events that we have throughout the year. Those ongoing events, ATC, we have Talent Palooza, we have events that Ari put on, we've got the Rec Meetup teams that just do an amazing, amazing job. But it can be really hard to get there in person. Particularly people like me that now live regionally, and then when you've got a full-time role and if you're working hybrid like me, it can be really, really challenging to get that time out and to be able to attend all the in-person events. So I thought, how can we start having more conversations leader to leader that aren't necessarily in that forum? We continue doing them in that forum because it's wonderful, but how can we start having those conversations, or how can I start having more conversations with leaders? My first thought was, well, I'm going to do that. You know that loads of people have done it. They say, I'm going to book in a meeting every week with a HR leader. You know, it's a business development trick and tool, right? You have a coffee every week and you commit to doing that. You want to have 100. And when you've had 100, that's cool. Whatever your goal is, whatever you set. But I might do something like that. I thought that was a really cool idea. I love it. And I see all the people that do that. And I think it's wonderful. And then I thought, oh, it just feels a little bit selfish just to be having that conversation myself. Thought, could other people have that conversation with me? So I played around with some ideas. Do I run a series of webinars? Do I perhaps run some in-person events? I've never done that before. I don't think I will, but, you know, I was thinking about it. And then I was having a chat to someone. And I thought, the Recruitment Chinwags are doing really well on the Rubber Band podcast. So maybe I could look at running those conversations on the podcast. So to be talking talent acquisition leader to talent acquisition leader, there are forums. There are forums all over the world where leaders can interact with other leaders. And I talked about the wonderful things that we do in Australia to you know, encourage and nurture that environment. But quite often, and it's something that's always been a bit of a bug for me, you know, if I look at the UK, the groups tend to be very exclusive and very invite only. It just doesn't feel like our industry. It's not really something that we do in Australia. You know, we're more around fostering a culture of inclusivity rather than exclusivity. I don't like by invites only. There's a tip: if you want me to come along to something and you send me an exclusive invite, I'm probably not going to come. The opposite of inclusion is, you know, exclusion. So I thought, well, what could I do to have conversations with leaders, with other talent acquisition leaders, for me to learn from them? I've been off the tools for 12 months, right? I need to get back in the game. I need to know what's going on out there. I don't want to become insular and only know what's going on in my team. That's a very easy trap to fall into when we're very, very busy in our roles. And it looks like 2024, yay, is going to be a very busy year for a lot of people. That's a good thing after 2023, right? So I also thought, well, why should these conversations only be happening at a leadership level? So if we're pulling groups together, these environments that are for talent acquisition or HR leaders to have those conversations, to be talking at a strategic level, to be talking innovation and to be talking trends, wouldn't our team members benefit from being part of that conversation? And I played around with it and I thought, well, it's recruitment chinwag 2.0. It really is introducing these conversations at a leadership level. We continue the recruitment chinwags because they're marvelous and I love them. And it's all around careers and all about learnings and all about sharing of experience. But this on the tools, real recruiters on the tools with Eden Haddock is what it's called. And it's powered by my wonderful friends at PageUp. And it really is all around innovation. It's celebrating local innovation. This is around talent leaders. This is me interviewing my peers to understand what's happening in their team. And really what I would love to be hearing and exploring, it's around five key areas at that strategic level: employee value proposition, recruiter marketing, talent pipelining, including AI, hyper-personalized communication, and career content and web. They're the areas that I'm really keen for us to focus in 2024. I want to hear what's happening in your teams. I want to hear what is going on with you on the tools. What are you finding? What are you doing? What are you exploring? And what is exciting you? What are your challenges? So what I will be doing every week is I am going to be interviewing one talent acquisition leader, all industry sectors. And these conversations are open to other talent acquisition leaders to listen and learn from. But beyond that, for anyone working in our talent ecosystem, agency recruiters, talent acquisition professionals, the vendors that want to know what's going on in our teams. And that's not from a sales perspective. Again, with agencies, I'm not talking they want to know what's going on so they can business develop. That is, I've spoken to hundreds of them over the last 18 months, and that is not their motivation. They just want to continue doing better, and they want to understand what our challenges and opportunities are. Anyone, recruitment marketing, recruitment ops, these are conversations that will be occurring on this podcast that are open to everyone to listen to and learn from, and to continue that conversation within the Rubber Band community. So I'm really excited to be launching, and we will be launching very, very soon. We are launching on Wednesday the 31st with our first interview. So please make sure you subscribe to the Rubber Band podcast. Some of the questions I'll be asking: what are you and your team's core focus areas for 2024? And it's going to be so interesting as we meet more and more talent acquisition leaders. We're going to start seeing some trends, but real trends, trends that are coming from the tools, from people that are on the tools, people that are doing the job, not just people that are thought leaders and thinking this is where it's going to, the focus areas are going to be. We're going to actually every week find out different teams from different industries, what are their core focus areas for 2024? Challenges. What do you perceive your major challenges will be for 2024? What are you going to need to tackle? What are you going to need to solve? How are you going to be creative to do that? How are you going to bring your team on the journey? Really, really interesting again to see what trends emerge. At the end of this 6 months, we will know. We will have some really insightful data to know, honestly, what is going on in the Australian industry. We're going to talk more, and I mentioned more around employee value proposition, and I'm really keen to talk about company vision, purpose, and values, and how this is explained within your teams to your candidates as your unique selling point. How do you bring that to life? How do you use it in your creative and your comms and your brand? Again, it will be fascinating to learn from, and we will identify key trends. I want to talk about technology and AI. I want to find out what technology is being used to enable candidate pipelining. Candidate pipelining strategy, not just job applications. I don't want to talk about your technology being your ATS. I want to talk about the other technologies that you are using. It could be an off-the-shelf product that you've plugged in. You may have various smaller solutions that you've tied together. We did that at Flybys. You could have created something yourself in your team, and I know teams are doing this. There's some innovation going on here in Australia, so I cannot wait to hear about your technology solutions and how you are using technology and specifically AI for your candidate pipelining strategy. Who's doing something bold? I can't wait to hear. And then I want to talk about what we've seen, what's excited us in the Australian industry. As talent acquisition leaders, what has really motivated us and is really driving us? What's the most innovative campaign that you've seen? What is the most innovative solution that you're seeing or program that you've observed in the market or technology? I want to talk innovation. I want to talk about what's going on here in Australia. So, folks, I cannot wait to kick this off. This will be kicking off on the 31st of January. All you need to do now that you've listened to me ramble on for 15 minutes is subscribe. Subscribe to Rubber Band Live, and we will be kicking off Real Recruiters on the Tools with Eden Haddock. Again, a huge thank you to PageUp, who got behind this vision and really supported me to bring this to life. This is a passion project, and I am pumped. I am pumped for our industry to be sharing through this forum. It's what we do well. It's what we celebrate, and let's do it. I cannot wait to interview the first guest, and I will announce that very soon. In the meantime, hit that subscribe button. We are going to have fun. Thank you, Banders.